John's warning was no trifle warning. He was not just some oddball preacher putting out a message against sin. He was one foretold from Scripture for hundreds of years, and he was preparing the people for the coming of their God by crying out the need for repentance. And it's the same today. When God's messengers speak of the need for repentance and turning from sin.
The following is from Rock of Ages Lutheran Church in Payson, Arizona. Reaching out with rock solid hope in Rim Country. December 6, 2020. Mark chapter 1, verses 1 to 8.
2020 has been a tough year for a lot of people in the West because of all the wildfires that have been around. Actually, this year, there's been twice as many areas of land scorched compared to last year. Hundreds of thousands of people have been warned to evacuate their homes because of the dangers of wildfire. Can you imagine being one of the firefighters or law enforcement officers involved when there's an evacuation? Yes, the notice goes out probably by phone, and also people are notified on the local news outlets. But in order for an evacuation to truly take place safely, someone needs to go door to door to warn of the dangers. And so the law enforcement and the firefighters are left with the task of going to every house in an evacuation area. That's got to be a tough job. This Advent, we're looking at being prepared for God's coming. And it's far more than getting ready for some spread of some danger of fire. What we prepare for is the coming of our God, as the scriptures describe, coming to burn this world in judgment and in fire. How do we prepare for that? Well, this morning we continue our series on how God prepares us for his coming. And we see this morning, as we look at the start of Mark's gospel, how God prepares us for his coming. With his messengers, he calls. Now, John was not the first of the messengers that God had sent to this world in order to prepare the world for his coming. No, God had sent throughout the ages his prophets and had his word spoken throughout time. From the very beginning of time, when he said he would come into this world, and through this very day, God has sent his messengers. But God had foretold someone like John many years before. The Gospel of Mark begins, "This is how it was written in the prophet Isaiah. Look, I am sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare the way for you, a voice of one calling in the desert. Prepare the way for the Lord, make his path straight." Around 700 years before John came, it was prophesied that one would come to prepare the way for God's coming. Yes, many had come before John, but John was the last one to come before his first arrival. And God prepared the people through his messenger, as John prepared them with a message, preaching a baptism of repentance. Repentance. Maybe you heard how not too long ago there was someone in the NFL who had shoved an opponent's face in the ground 3 times, and as he left, he kicked him on his way out. He was made to apologize, and his apology basically amounted to, "I'm sorry for my true fans for putting myself in a position to be misrepresented or misunderstood." How's that for an apology? Nobody likes to apologize. Nonetheless, who likes to apologize when they recognize not only have they offended other people, but their sin is against God? See, repentance is more than simply admitting that we have fault. Repentance is acknowledging what is evil and wicked and against God. Sometimes we might have struggle admitting that we've wronged someone around us, but what about admitting our wrongs, our wickedness before God? Adam and Eve struggled in this. Adam could not admit his wrong at first. Eve would not find fault in her actions. And it's the same with the sons and daughters of Adam and Eve. Repentance is something that we cringe at. And we cry out, "I'm not guilty," when it comes to confessing that we have wronged our God. But there's more to it than that. Not only must we acknowledge that we've wronged God, but repentance is recognizing the evil that it is before a holy and just God. Everyone who repents must acknowledge, along with Scripture, that our God is a consuming fire, as the writer to the Hebrews says. Sin separates us from Him. Sin puts us under His just punishment and His holy wrath over sin. We read earlier in our service from 2 Peter chapter 3 that the earth and everything in it, the heavens will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and all that's in it will melt with great heat as God comes to judge this world. How are we prepared for the coming wrath and fire of God over those who've sinned against Him, for the fiery judgments of a God who condemns the sinner to hell? You know, at times when there's a wildfire, people will ignore the problem. And when those who come to their door tell them that they're in an evacuation zone, they'll defy the warning and they'll stay. And sometimes they might be fine. The fire might miss them. But one cannot ignore the warning given by God's messengers. John's warning was no trifle warning. He was not just some oddball preacher putting out a message against sin. He was one foretold from Scripture for hundreds of years, and he was preparing the people for the coming of their God by crying out the need for repentance. And it's the same today. When God's messengers speak of the need for repentance and turning from sin, they might escape it for a day. They might be okay for a while, but they cannot escape from the one who sent those messengers. What ought God to do? Well, when families have disruptions, they sometimes split. Maybe there's no Christmas celebration because one member of the family has offended the other. And maybe sometimes there's a disease which causes even loving families to say, we're not going to get together right now. The coming celebration is going to be canceled. Ought not our God, when He sees the situation in this world, when He sees the separation caused by sin and the offense against Him, ought He not to say that Christmas and His coming is canceled, unless it be Him coming only to clean up the mess of this world with the fiery judgment that is due to it? Where would that leave us? But our God does come. And He comes in a way that this world would not expect. Mark introduces his gospel message by saying, the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Our God does come. And the beginning of the gospel message that Mark records is He sends His messengers to prepare us for His coming. The power in John's message in preaching was for the forgiveness of sins. The purpose behind the calling to repentance and the baptism that was offered was to give the people forgiveness of sins. This was the real power in John's coming. See, John did not have any power in his person. He had locust and wild honey breath. John was not wearing the latest fad clothing. He was dressed in what would probably be worse than what you and I would wear after a week's worth of roughing it at a campsite. John wore camel's hair and a leather belt. And John was not in some location that was on some prime real estate that would attract attention. And John didn't have a special care cry room for children or a children's church so that parents could more easily bring their children. No, John was in the wilderness. His power, however, was not in his place or his person. It was in the preaching of repentance for forgiveness. And his power was in the one he spoke of. One more powerful than I is coming after me. He pointed to Jesus. God did come. And God did prepare the people through John's preaching. John prepared them by pointing to the one who would come to this world in grace. John pointed to the one who is so great coming after him, Jesus, who came to bring the repentant sinner forgiveness. John would call him the Lamb of God. Jesus, the Son of God from eternity, the Christ, the chosen one, came to this world. But he did not come to drag it through its sin and through fire. His first coming was to take that sin on himself. Like the lambs that came before that were offered up as sacrifice, he willingly came to sacrifice himself. And he came, born into this world in lowliness, to this world to rescue it, so that all who turned from sin into faith in him, trusting in him, would find forgiveness of sins. And the power in John's preaching and in his baptism was Christ. Just like we looked at last week, John was baptizing. Along with calling the people to repentance, he was offering that baptism which, as Peter says, now saves. Baptism saves you through the power of Christ and his resurrection. The living Jesus proclaims forgiveness of sins. The world is prepared for his coming as they have a conscience cleansed, guaranteed clean before God through the power of Christ in whom they're washed. Still today, God sends messengers. It says the whole Judean countryside and people all over were going out to him. If today there's a messenger in your life who's reached out to you with God's word, listen. Whether it be a parent, a Christian friend, a mentor, a pastor, or a Christian teacher, if they come to you with that message calling you to repent of sin, listen to it. God has sent them as he sends evangelists, pastors, and teachers into our lives to call us to be prepared for the coming of our God. When he comes to this world, God could say he's going to destroy it and purify it and destroy it all with fire, but he comes first, sending his messenger. He comes in his word, and he calls you through his messenger to be prepared as he turns you from your sin to faith in his Son. The good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who came to prepare this world for that coming judgment. When he comes again, we will be prepared through Christ. And God prepares us through his messengers. You can imagine if there was a wildfire coming to an area and someone came and told someone to evacuate and they were going door to door warning people. Can you imagine if they told that person, no, I'm going to find a different person, a different law enforcement officer that says it's safe to stay. Even if they could find an unfaithful person who would tell them it's safe to stay, that there's no need to evacuate, there would still be danger. So it is as God sends his messengers. The faithful messengers who preach repentance and forgiveness of sins in Jesus are those sent by God. They've been sent to your life. Listen to them. God sends them just as he sent John. John was sent not to drag the sinner through the dirt, but to prepare them for the coming of their Lord, to prepare them with the preaching of repentance for forgiveness and with the washing with water and the word and baptism. John was sent by God, and the messengers today who faithfully prepare God's people in this world for his coming are sent by God. And so God prepares us for his coming. Through his messengers, he calls us. Amen.